Reviewer or critic? How do you see? Which title would you give yourself?
People draw ideological distinctions, and different people have different opinions on that. I tend to use them interchangeably, but if pressed, I think a reviewer's principal responsibility is to the craft and the show, whereas a critic's responsibility is to the art form, and it should extend itself throughout time. So we have reviews on our site which are purely reviews, in that they don't reference anything outside of the show, and in that they largely concentrate on how well the theatrical elements of the show were achieved. But we also have reviews which are closer to what I would define as criticism, where they show how a play fits into an overall sweep of theatre, whether it's by theatre company or genre, where there's a bit more of a concentration on the ideas and the artistic approaches which have led to the theatricalization of those ideas. It would be impossible to review your average stage club show as a critique, because they tend to be interested in standalone plays which, while entertaining, don't necessarily contribute a great amount to the cultural dialogues that we're having here. On the other hand, if you just write what I've defined as a review for a TNS show, you'd often be missing something important. Yeah.